listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Everyone, and welcome to the Dog Whisperer, where Dave will be playing the dog that apparently eats fuzz.
Woof.
Because that's the face he made right as we were trying to open the show.
Peanut butter.
Uh-huh. No, that was not a peanut butter face. That was I accidentally ate a cobweb face. No, this is the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by the Fort Fergus Specialty Beer Store and HopCharts.com. I'm Evan. We have Fido across from me here.
Hi.
You know how I know you're an alcoholic? Because you're two-fisting mixed drinks right now.
Cheap mixed drinks.
We are at the Three Monkeys Pub and Grub, which is a place like 4 blocks from where I live.
Currently.
Yeah, I want to get rid of as many of these areas as we can before I actually officially move.
So I don't ever have to drive over here ever again.
Well, I may do it just to spite you.
I hate
at
you.
This point. Because as we discussed, I don't like you. I already have problems with the punctuation of this.
Okay.
Because it's Three Monkey apostrophe S.
Okay.
So if it's a possessive, it'd be S apostrophe because there's multiple monkeys that own this.
There might be multiple monkeys that own this.
Well, that's fine. And if that's what they want to do, then they did it wrong for the apostrophe.
I think you're thinking too hard about this.
No. I'm. You can never think too hard about apostrophes.
Again, we have now have the title of this week's show.
Well, we'll see. We've already got our drinks. We do the fruity, multicolored drinks.
This is a panoply.
This is... You don't even know what that means.
I do, too.
What does it mean?
It means a vast variety.
That's close. That's close enough.
I nearly said a vast majority.
I noticed that, yeah. The Three Monkeys, they definitely go for the silly drinks.
Right.
They're obviously monkey-themed.
Right.
I went with the Three Monkeys, which will probably kill me. If you remember last week's show, I talked about kind of my favorites.
Yeah.
The Three Monkeys has vodka, gin rum, and tequila all mixed together.
And what's the blue stuff?
And then sweet and sour and UV blue.
That is... Have you had a sip of that yet?
I have not yet.
That is pure alcohol.
It probably is.
There's nothing carbonated.
You know what, though?
You know what I bet it's going to end up being like? It's going to end up being like a Long Island iced tea, kind of.
I've never had one of those.
It's pretty much alcohol with just this, you know, the gun that they use, the Coke?
Yeah.
Just a little shot. Right at the top.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Right now, on Mondays, mm-hmm. they do two-for-ones for everything.
Yes, they do. And I doubled down.
You already doubled down. I don't think I'll be having this one on the second round, should a second round happen.
I think it's going to happen.
It could.
You have jalapeno on your sandwich.
No,
you
I don't.
Need something
You're
to,
doing?
I believe so.
You're right, I do.
So we'll see. You need something to calm it down.
We'll see.
I got what is called the Not In This Economy. It is probably the trashiest thing on the menu.
Whew.
Not even, and probably by a large margin.
Try a sip of this.
I'm going to tell them, then you tell them what I'm drinking.
No, here, tell them what you're drinking and then you drink this.
So I have two plastic cups in front of me.
And they are Miller Lite Vikings cups.
Yep. You have nice, yours is served in a nice highball glass.
Pint glass.
Pint glass. Mine is a simple mixture of vodka. Doesn't say what kind of vodka, but probably something along the lines of Schmidt.
Not good.
Not good. And Shasta.
Which is good.
You have two options, grape or orange. I went with one of each because it's two for one.
Two for ones.
So I'm actually mixing them. I'm sipping one straw out of one and then another straw out of the other.
All right.
Because I'm fancy like that.
Excuse me. Got a piece of fuzz in my mouth.
Let me try your orange real quick.
You gotta try the grape, but you gotta try the orange. There's a good shot you might have to drive me back to your place.
Okay.
It tastes a little bit like cough syrup. The grape one does. Oh, okay. God.
I know.
That's awful.
It's not good. No.
It's like, you need like a, you know what you need? You need like a shot of Sprite.
I need something. There's like, they tried with the sweet and sour, but they didn't do enough.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of drink that you make in college when you have a splash of like 16 different bottles.
Exactly, a cornucopia of alcohol.
I really need to get you like a word a day calendar.
You really do. Cornucopia worked. How did cornucopia not work?
Sorta.
It totally worked.
Eh.
What would you have used? I've used Panoply and Cornucopia.
Well, I realize you've exhausted your vocabulary
pretty much.
But, you know.
But what else would you use?
I don't know.
Exactly.
The moment's passed.
Yeah, well. I figured you would beat that one into oblivion, so.
No. I just don't care anymore. I've had that much of this drink.
Inch.
I just don't care. Just don't. All the cares have washed away from me.
And the alcoholism has set in.
So, you had your big gay field trip this week.
There was nothing gay about it.
Your love of Anthony Bourdain is borderline.
It's a little gay.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think you'd go for it.
Right.
Because you might be barking up the wrong tree, but...
As we've discussed on earlier shows, I just celebrated my 30th birthday.
Yes, congratulations.
My 30th birthday.
You know, officially an old man.
Officially an old man. And for that, my mommy... got me.
Can't see me. I'm shaking my head.
Got
right
me
now.
Tickets to Anthony Bourdain, and
those are not cheap tickets.
They were
either.
Not cheap tickets. So, but she.
Did you have good seats?
We had great seats.
Smell him?
No, but it would have reeked of cigarettes and alcohol.
I'm sure.
No, but he doesn't smoke anymore.
And sin.
And sin, yes. Vodka.
Probably.
Anywho. We had great seats. We started off the night at Bar La Grassa, which...
So it was a full date.
It was a full-on date.
Did she put out? I'm sure everyone told her.
You're disgusting. You're a disgusting individual, you know that?
So you couldn't get it up. You failed. It's a damn shame.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It's true. Yeah. We have multiple witnesses.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I'm totally telling her you said this. Anyway... Started off the night at Bar La Grassa, which, if you haven't heard of Bar La Grassa, it is a, I would call it an upscale casual eatery.
Okay.
That specializes in Italian, but not like your heavy Italian, but much more of a, takes aspects of all different parts of Italy type of Italian. They make a huge portion of their pastas on site. They have a wonderful appetizer and antipasti menu. They have a wonderful dry pasta menu.
I can't do that. I couldn't do that.
This would be just like buying boxed.
Yeah, but you don't eat it. Oh no! Or am I just completely misreading what a
you're
dry pasta menu is?
Yeah.
Oh, you just like buy it in like the store on the way out.
No. You're completely misreading me.
Okay, well, what is it?
Well,
teach me.
They've got a dry pasta menu and a fresh pasta menu and then a main course.
Okay, so what? Okay, then, so I was right. Oh, wow, that was quick.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem. Anything else right away? There's some
awesome
ketchup and stuff there.
We're good.
Silverware.
Thank you much.
Awesome. No problem. Thank you, man. So if you order something from the dry pasta menu, and this could be just a matter of my not being cultured, but I understand that.
It just means it's cooked like normal. It just means that it's been pre-prepared off-site.
Oh.
Meaning, like their fresh pasta, you know, it's spaghettis and tortellinis and you know, things that are relatively easy to make, but... They have a limited space, so they have to make some of the stuff off-site. And some of the stuff goes, but you look at the menu, and it's going to be better with a longer cooked pasta, something that has to come up to al dente.
Gotcha.
So we started off the meal with what I would call, on any other night, an absolute gut bomb. They have a bruschetta menu with all these different types of bruschetta. And we had the bruschetta that didn't have any tomato on it, so you just had the bruschetta toast that had soft eggs, little pillows of cream cheese, and lobster in it.
Oh my god. What was that, about $12?
No, $6.
It's not bad, wow, damn.
$6, quite possibly the most decadent way I've ever eaten an egg in my entire life. It was, the thing with it is that the eggs have to be cooked perfectly and come out to the table perfectly.
So are they poached? Like a
soft cook.
Okay.
So it's kind of between a poach and a, you know, a traditional sunny side up. Or, closer to a scramble.
Okay.
But just a little bit softer. So you got that and these little pillows of cream cheese in there. You just kind of bind the whole thing together, and then you have this sweet, succulent lobster just playing the part in there as well. We had that. And we had you do half orders of pasta, which actually you can get a half order of pasta and get two different ones. They're like $8 a piece. And that way you can kind of switch back and forth. You get a taste of two different pastas. I had a spaghetti carbonara. I had about a half pound of pancetta in it.
Wow.
Which is God's bacon.
It is.
And then a soft poached egg on top. So you break the egg and it just kind of oozes all over the spaghetti and continues cooking all the way through.
Oh yeah.
Decadent. Absolutely decadent. My mom had a foie gras tortellini with a foie gras jus as the sauce.
Letting that one go.
No, it's too easy.
It's too easy. Just go ahead.
But, again, very rich, very decadent. Then we split a main course. They have a seafood platter. It's roughly the size of the table. that is full of scallops, broiled scallops, and shrimp and langoustine. Which is a big shrimp that is drizzled in olive oil and butter and lemon and sea salt. Here's a little slice of heaven right there. So that was the meal.
And that, wow.
It was amazing from start to finish. The other thing I need to mention is the service there is better service than we've ever had on any of our shows here.
Okay.
There's an attention to detail, and they're so quick with everything. Clearing plate, getting you fresh silverware, you know, being mindful of, you know, the minute you take a drink of water, they're back refilling it. It was quite a sight to behold.
Now, what night was this?
Friday.
It's Friday night. Is this place near where you saw Anthony Bourdain?
Somewhat. It's up on Washington. Kind of over where Black Sheep is.
Mm-hmm.
Just farther down, farther west. And then Anthony Bourdain was at the State Theater. We went straight from there to the State. Grab a few drinks on it, because you can drink inside the State Theater. It's one of those wonderful things about the State. You can drink inside. So I'm waiting in line to get my drink. And the guy standing right next to me, Anthony Zimmern. Andrew Zimmern.
Andrew Zimmern. Did you punch him in the throat for me?
No.
Oh.
I was a little too starstruck. I was like, I got this little podcast thing going.
You talked to him about it?
No.
Oh, you're pansy.
I did put Lucy out. He was with his wife. They were having a conversation that I couldn't interrupt.
Your wife with the network is failing. to all you.
Everybody else was interrupting. That was the problem. I didn't want to do that.
That's always hard. I mean, I've done things where I've met celebrities and, you know, people like that, mm-hmm. you know, either out and about or at conventions or things like that. And I never know what to say to them. Just because you're just there. In conventions, it's worse because you got in line to see these people.
Right.
And it's just like, I have nothing, there's no conversation starter that isn't just awkward.
Right.
In that case. And in a way, you know, meeting them on the street is kind of the same thing, where you're just out of nowhere. They don't know you from Adam at that point.
I really wanted to say something, but when you're with your family, you know, if it was just him and he was walking or he was grabbing lunch or something like that, I'd probably say something. But he's out with his wife.
Right. Yeah.
But
that's when you do. You slip your card into his pocket when he's not looking.
Thought about doing that. But so we go inside. It's basically just him talking. He talked for about an hour and 15 minutes, and then answered questions from the audience for another half hour. And it was completely entertaining. Some of the highlights were him basically going through the entire Food Network roster and making fun of them.
So what were some of his complaints?
It was his first one is he's scared of Sandra Lee.
Anyone should be.
He called her two different names. First one was Doll Eyes, just dead inside. Mm-hmm. And then it was Shark's Eyes. He said he used to hate Rachel Ray, but she heard about him making fun of him, and they actually have a common interest in the South by Southwest festival, and that she books most of the bands for South by Southwest.
Yeah, that's a weird thing that a lot of people don't realize.
And so,
like, Rachel Ray is surprisingly hip.
Yeah. And that was his thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was totally shocked. And he goes, so I wrote in my blog about me not hating Rachel Ray anymore because she actually likes these cool bands that I'm into. And she's like, and so he's like, now I kind of felt bad about picking on her, and I felt like I was kicking a puppy. And so, like, 3 days later, he's walking up to his apartment in New York City, and he gets to the door, and his doorman's got a huge smile on his face, and he gets to the main office where the security guy sits, and he's got a smile on his face, and he's like, what? What's going on? It's like, we have a package for you. He's got this massive fruit basket, the size of a small dog. It's from Rachel Ray. With a note attached that says, please don't kick the puppy.
Very good.
Very good.
There you go.
But so he's done with his feud on Rachel Ray. He respects Bobby Flay, and he kind of feels bad for him at this point.
Okay.
Because he's like, how much would it suck if your job was, okay, you're gonna go to Podunk, Missouri, and challenge this guy to cooking barbecue when you have no shot at ever winning.
Uh huh. He's won a couple times, though.
Yes, but
that would be difficult.
Mm-hmm. And then he picked on your favorite guy, Guy Fieri.
Again, low-hanging fruit.
As he put it, you're 40 year olds, put your sunglasses on the right fucking way. Now stop this. Kind of shook his finger at him. So that was enjoyable. He talked a lot about, you know, just the travels, you know, favorite places for him to go. He went pretty hard at vegetarians, which is kind of fun. And especially vegetarian travelers, in that, you know, it's fine, you're a vegetarian, that's great. But if you're in another country, it is your responsibility as a traveler to sample everything that place has to offer. He's like, you know, I've eaten some of the nastiest stuff on earth. I have gone out of my way, and I have said, you know, there are very few things in this world I won't try. one of which is I'm not sure if I could eat a dog. However, they had some deep fried puppy heads right in front of me saying, come on, take a try, take a whirl at this. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I could say no.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly respect that.
Right. So, but it was interesting. He kind of, you know, broke down the Minneapolis food scene a little bit too.
Oh, really?
And said, you know, it's one of the few places in the entire world that has such a wide variety of ethnic cuisine. He said that there's no place else on earth that has as many good Vietnamese restaurants or Thai restaurants mm-hmm. around as Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So, it was fun to hear him talk about those things.
That is cool. I mean, it's kind of the culinary equivalent of, you know, when the rock bands, like, you know, we just went down to Valley Fair. You know, I can't think of a fucking local landmark that someone would actually go to.
Right.
Certainly not Valley Fair. But it's nice that he's clearly showing an interest mm-hmm. in the area. See, I would have loved to have talked to Zimmern after the show.
Once we got in there, we didn't know where he went. Like, nobody could... He announced, like, my buddy Andrew's here tonight. And everyone was kind of looking around, and you couldn't...
See, I figured that those two would be, like, almost, at, you know, against each other.
Mm-mm. They're actually really good friends.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense, because I don't like either of them. So, I mean, that kind of... I guess that does kind of. It's not that I'm a hateful person. It's just I. Yeah, you know, in the case of Anthony Bourdain, it's much more. I have no patience for angry people.
He's not that angry anymore.
Doesn't matter. He still has that kind of acerbic quality to everything he does.
For you.
Yes, I hate competition. No, it's. I really don't think I'm that bad. You're much worse than I am in that regard.
Really?
You're the one that didn't want to buy a filly because she's a woman. That's just misogynistic.
You want to explain the rest of that?
No. I'm going to let that just sit.
All right.
Out of context insults are the best kind of insults.
It didn't make any sense.
I know it didn't.
So your burn on me doesn't necessarily work.
Do I have to bring up the divorce again? Because I will.
My divorce is paid off as of this month.
Oh, you can, congratulations.
You can make fun of it all you want. I don't care. It's no longer over my head.
But see, now I'll just have to lump it in with the go-to, the ex-girlfriend. That well. That never-ending well.
Stop it.
I don't know. I just... just something about the guy just bothers me. I don't know what it is. It could be just my general dislike of confidence. Which you cannot say I have a problem with. I don't know what it is. And Andrew Zimmern, he's
portly and lovable. How could you hate him?
Portly, yes. Lovable, no. He just seems like kind of a know-it-all douche. Which I realize...
And Alton Brown isn't?
Which is kind of... Well, yes, but... I give Alton Brown a little bit of slack just because he's a geek. And you know, and granted, my opinion of Alton Brown has cooled in the last probably year or so. But it's... I don't know, I just... To me, a lot of food writers start at a position where they're not interested in teaching people things.
Yeah.
And... Which I think is you know... Of all the kind of reviewers out there, the kind of enthusiast writers and the kind of niche, you know, reviewers and things like that, I think food people have the most responsibility to be informational
right.
rather than just, here's my opinion.
And I think that that's exactly what Andrew Zimmern does.
I've never gotten that vibe off of him.
Really?
I've read a fair amount of his stuff.
I'm only talking about a show.
I know, and I'm talking about a show too. And I don't know, I mean, to me, that show is just, hey, look at me eat grasshoppers. And it could be just a difference in
interest. I mean, I'm much more science oriented than I am a lot of things. So Alton Brown Good Eats kind of appeals to me because he mixes in the science to it.
It's like carbonated Dimetapp is what my.
I didn't even get the carbonation in that. That's just We've almost finished our food and we haven't even actually said what we had.
You should talk about that.
I should. I have the menu on the floor. 1 second. All right. I got the Monkey Club.
What's in that?
The Monkey Club is a toasted multigrain bread, along with ham, turkey, sliced tomato, lettuce, jalapeno, bacon, and garlic mayo. Mm. So it's a pretty standard club sandwich.
How was it?
It was okay. It was certainly big. I will give it that. I've had a couple restaurant club sandwiches lately, and they've been a little small. This was about the size of a VHS tape, I guess would be the easiest way to describe it. If you remember what those are, kids, if not, ask your parents.
What is that?
Ask your parents. And the jalapeno was noticeable, but not overpowering, which was good. Just got a little bit of a kick to it. And that garlic mayo was really good at kind of easing that a little bit.
Okay.
Granted, I like mayo in anything, so because I'm a proud Minnesotan.
You like mayo on your cereal.
The right kind of cereal? Yeah, I think that would work.
Golden Grahams of mayo?
I don't think Golden Grahams would work. We'll have to see, though.
Golden Grahams is what I had this morning, so.
Ah.
The first thing about
Yeah, I've become a big fan of the Golden Grahams treats.
I know of what you speak of.
It was a sad day for me when they stopped stocking them in my work vending machine.
That would be kind of depressing for you. I could see where you it would be a whole.
That was like my 9:30 snack. A bottle of Mountain Dew and the Golden Grahams treat.
You're so healthy, it hurts.
I am. I'm extremely healthy.
So I had the patty melt.
Yes. Still fry.
It's really good.
Really? You like it?
It's a really good patty melt. The bread, you know, I've had patty melts before where the bread is just the side of burnt.
Yeah.
And this just had, it's toasted, but it's got a good crisp on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's forgiving enough.
The fries are really good.
Yeah, the fries are phenomenal.
I definitely think you won this time.
Yeah, but the cheese is good, the bread's good, and then the meat is cooked perfectly.
Nice.
They sauteed the onions too. They didn't put a raw onion on there, which is great.
You don't put a raw onion on a patty, no?
I've seen it before.
Well, that's wrong.
I know it is wrong.
God damn it, what happened to standards?
But very good. The fries are phenomenal.
Yeah, they're very good.
The beer batter the fries.
Which you don't see that often.
But it makes for a great, makes for a bigger, they do a bigger, like a steak cut fry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crispy all the way through.
Yep.
Which is different.
Mine came with the quote-unquote monkey barrels, which are tater tots. And they tasted like well done, like skillfully done, I should say, frozen tater tots.
Okay.
Which they probably are.
I think unless you're going to some place like the Bulldog where they do stuff to it.
Yeah. That's just, you just expect that.
Where it's gussied up.
It's very gussied up.
Truffle. Good God.
But I think I got the, especially between the two of us, I got the lazy plate. Because really, you can screw up a patty melt fairly easily. You know, it's one of the more brainless of burgers, but it's still possible to screw it up.
Right.
It is exceptionally difficult to screw up a club sandwich. You know, I mean, because there's no cooking involved. I mean, other than I guess the bacon. You know, it's all in the structure work. It's all in the planning. And the execution is secondary. Whereas patty melt, you can put the raw onions on it, which in my mind ruins it.
Well, they do it in common destruction.
If they do it. You know, you can undercook the burger because, you know, no one likes an undercooked patty melt. It's just wrong. Wrong and weird.
Crime again?
No. So, I don't know. I guess I should have tried something a little more adventurous.
Well, the thing is that they do mark that as one of their specialties.
That's true. And it was perfectly fine. And it was one of the better restaurant club sandwiches that I've had in a while.
That's a standard issue.
There's nothing to it.
Right, you're not going to... It's not going to go fancy at some point.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's all in the ingredients. And yes, the jalapeno bacon was nice. It did add something a little different to it. But it's... yeah, those drinks are interesting. You okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very good. So, I should mention, and if you follow on our Facebook page, you already know about this, where... excuse me. The New York Times just did a short little article in their travel section celebrating, I believe it was 13th Avenue.
Okay, get this out of
here. Oh, great. Thank you. Celebrating 13th Avenue in Northeast Minneapolis.
Indeed, they did.
And they talked about not only the food scene, which we'll talk about in a bit, but they mentioned things like Sugar Records, which is a very cool record store. And like record store. I mean, they do almost entirely vinyl.
Do they buy old vinyl?
They might. I don't know.
Because I got the mother of all.
I don't know.
I have a country album by Louis Armstrong.
See, but the thing is, that's a
still in the plastic.
That is a very niche market, though.
Right.
See, I still think Heather's parents have the mother of all vinyl. First pressing white album on vinyl.
That's an investment piece, is what
that
is.
Yeah. I mean, they've got some. I mean, I think her mom is a big Beatles fan, so they've got like almost all the first couple albums on vinyl.
Okay.
So, but it does that. I mean, and then they talk about some of the other kind of eventy things kind of going on. But they mentioned a couple places. I don't think we've been to any of them.
Well, Anchor.
Anchor. We've been to Anchor. And that was kind of the, for lack of a better word, the anchor of the piece. Because it kind of, it talked about how that opening kind of helped revitalize that area for a lot of
people. Or made it noticeable again because of the, it's, I think that restaurant is very accessible to
everyone.
Everyone. Like, it's got something on the menu that everyone can enjoy. And it's done so ridiculously well.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's be honest, everything on the menu is done well there.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I can't, that is probably the you know, I've talked about me moving quite a bit on this show. That is one of the places that I am really looking forward to being near. Between that and Psycho Susie's, it's just like...
You're going to be drunk and grease and just grease-filled.
Yeah, I'm just drunk and greasy. That's pretty much...
I should be able to slice you open and just vats of grease.
I'll just be beer battered.
Yeah, beer battered and on fire.
Probably. Probably. But yeah, but they also mentioned like the 331 or 331, whatever you call it, which we haven't been to yet, primarily because it's much more of a music venue. I mean, their menu is very small.
Well, they do have a sister restaurant.
They do, which we have not been to either. It's the 501. Which their websites are almost identical, which is kind of amusing.
Their menus are very identical.
Yeah. So they talked about that. Do you remember any other restaurants they mentioned there?
Northeast Social.
Northeast Social. Yep, we haven't been there yet either.
They're not open on Mondays.
They're on the list.
God damn it.
I don't know.
But there are other restaurants up there, Modern Cafe.
Modern Cafe, they mentioned, which you can not open on Mondays.
Pretty sure Northeast shuts down on Monday. You're gonna have to ask around. Like,
I think it seems
to be like the majority of our
Sample Room, is that open on Mondays?
The what?
Sample Room?
I don't believe so.
God damn it.
But that's another place we gotta go.
I know, when we have some more money. It's a bit pricey.
Not if you get just a couple small plates. If we space it, put ourselves out.
If you plan it right?
Yeah.
Because that's been like the number one thing I've heard about the sample room. Right before, it's like, it's really good, but it's really pricey.
It can get very pricey.
Yeah.
Especially if you get like, if you get wine.
Yeah.
You know, if you take wine down to the occasion.
Equation.
Equation. And just go beer.
Drinks are strong.
Drinks are strong. I think I'm filling up on the french fries left on my plate.
Yeah. I'm already feeling a little swimmy. I'll be completely honest. And I've only done like half of mine.
The thing is, you got another one behind it if you want it.
I don't have to have it.
I gaffed it.
No, I don't. Unless they give it to me in a thermos and I can take it home.
You could probably make that happen.
I probably could. Anyway,
so I'm excited for you.
As you should be.
To be in that area. I mean, I'd never...
I just realized we never took pictures of the food. We ate it so fast.
We were both very hungry.
We were.
You know, I was starving. The fact that I let you eat first, which is usually the other way around.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of...
It threw you off a little bit.
I think it threw both of us off.
Yeah.
In that, you know, we have a... The way we do the show,
it was kind of like, you know,
it's unspoken rule. Like,
well, it's kind of like, you know, when your mom, you know, I'm sure your mom is like this, you know, more than most, where it's just you're so busy preparing the food and making sure all the kids have something to eat. Because you grew up in a family of three boys.
Plus you and.
Plus me, so four boys, essentially.
And then my brother's friends. And
yeah.
She was, on any night of the week,
she was feeding at least five people.
Like, close to the eight.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
There were nights.
I'm sure there were nights.
I would say at least 2 to 3 times a week where it was doubling down on the amount of food. Like, I got to big up.
Speaking of, we'll talk about the double down in a bit. I want to talk about that a bit.
I have to bring out the big pot to make the goulash tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I got to use two pans to make the spaghetti hot dish or something like that.
Yeah, so you remember the, here's the Christmas story where they talk about how the mother had hadn't eaten a bite.
Yeah, my mom had.
In years, and it's kind of like that, and that's exactly what happened here. Is I'm used to not being able to eat,
right?
Because I have to carry the show because you're the anchor that threatens to sink us.
Funny, you know, you keep forgetting the batteries, so I have to finish my meal while it's still warm while you go get the batteries.
Okay, that happened twice.
That happened twice in like 3 weeks.
It's 110 episodes. You're gonna screw up everyone.
But twice in 3 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
Was it three weeks?
It was something like that. It was pretty close.
It's been a crazy month for me. Shut up.
Poor thing. Even though I ask, but nearly every time I pick you up, do I not ask the question?
At this point, I just take it as an insult.
Do you have fresh batteries? And you just blow me off. You don't care.
Oh, I do care. I just don't like
checks and balances here. That's all I'm doing.
Not many people know this, but we actually don't talk outside the show.
We really
don't. I can't stand it.
I really want to punch you in the face.
As you should. I'm kind of a dick.
Kind of.
And we both had a bit to drink.
It's gonna get violent.
It might get violent.
Somebody's gonna throw over your glass or something.
It very well could.
The sad part is I still have another half of this.
I noticed that. You don't just mix them. Just pour one into the other.
It's gone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, so the double down. Have
you partook in this?
I've not. Just because a couple reasons.
You have standards. No, that's not.
A couple reasons. One, I'm trying to dial back the fast food a little bit. I am. And I've actually been fairly good.
Where are you dialing it back to?
Under 3 times a week, I think that'd be my goal.
And how many times have you already had it this week?
Counting yesterday? Zero.
Well, good for you.
Ah.
That's a lot of meals to get through.
It's a lot of meals. So.
But do you usually partake in the KFC?
Very rarely. That's the other part. Yeah. I'd very rarely.
It's like a
KFC.
It's like a third string fast food.
You guys still doing all right?
I'm good.
Cool.
It's like a third string restaurant.
I wouldn't say that. It's much more, again, it goes back to the bones thing.
But there's no bones in it.
Well, yes, I'm saying it has that stigma.
Okay.
It has the bone stigma. Okay. And so I have not had this yet. I don't know if I will.
I think you will.
I'm kind of tempted to do it just for the show, just to have
it. I think we do a special.
Double Down special.
But I've been doing a lot of thought.
Okay.
About the Double Down. Because the commercials are on like every 30 seconds.
Right.
And I kind of have a rule where if you have food that you're supposed to be holding,
right,
be it sandwich, burrito, taco.
Is that just too much work for you?
No, just...
Are you holding on to it too long?
Let me finish.
Okay.
Basically, what I'm going for is if the food is meant to be held in your hand, it should not require an inedible wrapper.
I understand where you're going.
The Double Down requires you to have a paper, you know, sleeve so that you don't get chicken grease all over you.
I kind of thank them for that.
I thank them for that too, but at the same time, it's one of those where it just becomes a point where it's like, you're going against the laws of nature at that point. You know what I mean? It's just like, there's a reason why we don't eat mashed potatoes with our hands. If we're over five, or you.
Yeah, I guess you have a point.
Yeah. It's because it's not hand designed. It's not designed to be held with your hands. It gets your hands all dirty.
I think this is.
It is, but it's not, because they felt the need to cover it with the plastic sleeve.
I kind of thank them for that, I think.
Again, here's the deal. You're focused on them accommodating for the fact that they're going against the laws of nature.
Right.
I'm focusing on the fact that they went against the laws of nature. Even if you accommodate, it doesn't pardon the original sin. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
It's like, you know, just because you killed the hooker afterward doesn't excuse you from getting the hooker in the first place.
Wash that sin away. That turned dark really quickly.
I've had a beer. I've had a bit of
you
alcohol.
Have not had nearly enough alcohol.
You don't realize how strong this is. This is like four kinds of rum.
I had to sip that. Holy crap.
Wow. So I'm just saying I'm against it, by and large. You know, there's a reason why bread is the perfect sandwich covering. Because it is dry to the touch, but it can absorb the liquids, be it mayonnaise, ketchup, grease.
Sodium.
Sodium's not a liquid.
Well, in this case, it's pretty
much. Yes, but I'm saying, but the bread acts as a barrier.
It's a sodium glaze.
But the bread acts as a barrier. It keeps your hands dry, keeps the liquids in, it will absorb the flavors of whatever you're eating.
Right.
Bread is the perfect covering, and by foregoing the bread, due to some sort of, you know, mistaken philosophy that more meat is...
You're really against this.
I've had a lot of time to think about it.
Apparently. But what happens... Okay, well, hypothetically speaking...
All right.
What happens if you try this and you fall in love? What are the chances?
Again...
High. I think they're high. Chicken, bacon, no bones... And
again,
a special sauce.
I'm not.
What is not to love about that? I'm just saying.
I'm making no comment as to the theoretical deliciousness of the Double Down.
Right.
But there comes a point when it's a question of principles.
I think you break your
like
one rule and everything becomes chaos.
It's much like the enormous omelet sandwich. It's just
that's everything
as
wrong with
as
that.
Delicious as that looks.
No.
Hey, oh, it looks awesome.
I've had it. It's nasty.
Yes, but you
don't look like it does on the butt.
Your system is not adequately prepared for Burger King. It takes a different kind of training regimen to handle Burger King.
I can do Burger King. I just can't do that. That's something. That's a freakish.
Well, you're like beginner. You're like beginner Burger King.
What are you talking about?
Come back to me when you have three Whoppers in a row.
I can do two.
Two is not three.
I think that gets me like a graduate degree. Don't give me like a doctorate, but it gets me right there.
It's a bachelor. Bachelor with honors.
How dare you, sir.
We were in Burger King recently.
Okay.
The other night. We were doing errands and we hadn't eaten lunch yet. That was all that had been around there. made one of the dumbest signs I've ever seen in my life.
Their signs
by and large are okay. Like their
advertising
are kind
of witty, but some of them are really fall flat on the face.
This was the second group. They made this big deal about how the Triple Whopper has more stuff than the Big Mac. Like, yeah, it's three times the size.
Right.
Simple math dictates that it has more stuff.
Here's a debate we've never had.
Okay, I'm ready.
Is the superior burger the Big Mac or the Whopper?
I'm a Whopper man all the way.
I'm gonna go ahead.
We've talked about this. The key ingredient. And I actually had a chance to test this.
I think we've trademarked
theory.
This.
We have trademarked this. We mentioned the Whopper slurry several times,
right.
which is that loving combination of
trademark
of ketchup and mayonnaise and tomato juice and burger grease, and it's just that oh my god, and the cheese.
No, you lost.
And so here's the thing.
No, a Whopper was never meant to have cheese on it.
Here's the Well, you know what? Everything's better with cheese.
No, not a Whopper.
Why? That's like saying, here, have this Harley, but by the way, we're gonna put a moped engine in it. Why?
I was going.
It's not living to its full potential.
I think that it's a true original. I think that's the way God intended it to be, was without cheese.
God has not cast his heavenly gaze upon anything related to Burger King in many years.
Actually, he's pretty much been angry.
But yeah, there's no lordly influence over Burger King.
You sure?
Yes. But no, you eat that mix. And I actually had a chance to test this. I think the true test of overall quality of a burger, besides the Whopper slurry, is if you would eat it cold.
Yes.
And the Big Mac fails.
Yes, but the...
Heartily.
But a Whopper?
A cold Whopper.
Or, let me blow your mind for a second.
Okay, I'm ready.
You get a Whopper. Say you lay up...
If you say microwave it, I'm going to hit you in the junk.
Breakfast. A breakfast Whopper.
That's not bad, yeah. I would be down with that.
You can either do it cold or you can do it rewarmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm against kind of microwaving fast food.
I know you are, but however.
Which is ironic considering most fast food is cooked and ironic. I've had it for very early lunch. I've had it like 10 in the morning. Does that count?
Is it not all types of fantastic?
It is. It is.
But yes, I agree with you. You cannot do the same thing with
a Big Mac fails in the cold eating test.
Right. I agree.
I find it really amusing that the last two shows in a row
we've digressed into just filthiness
on a show that is purported to be all about the best food you can possibly eat.
I think we have to go trashy every
once in a while. Just let me finish. Yeah. For a show that talks about expanding your horizons and going out and trying new places, we've devolved into fast food and or Pepsi talk.
I think that that's okay. I think that the
I'm not passing any judgment one way or the other.
Right.
I'm just saying
interesting. We're hitting all coasts here. We're hitting all points. We're
attracting a wide audience.
We are. That's exactly what we're doing. I mean, the next thing you know, we're going to start bringing up, like, extinct sandwiches.
Like what? I can't think of any extinct sandwiches.
Arch Deluxe. McDLT.
That was good. I don't remember ever having the McDLT, but the Arch Deluxe was pretty good. But that was them trying to do the Whopper.
No, I think it was completely different.
No, it was it's the same. It was the same.
I didn't think it was that good. What about the Big King?
What was the Big King?
That was the Burger King version of the Big Mac.
I think it just stopped trying to imitate each other.
Yeah.
Big Montana.
Which is now just the large roast beef.
Oh, is that what it is now?
It's the same size.
It's the same size. Proof that we're getting fat as a nation.
Damn right. Those of you who don't know, Big Montana.
You turned me on to Big Montana.
Is it not?
It will. That is
the most glorious roast beef sandwich in the
world. That is one of the few points I will award in your column for you turning me on to food.
It's something both sick and wrong on so many different levels.
Yes.
The Big Montana, and I actually do think that they've shrunk it down. The Big Montana was the size bigger than the large roast beef sandwich at Arby's.
At Arby's, yeah.
It was an all points bulletin of wrong. Is really what it was. It was.
But it was fantastic.
Yeah. They. I'm trying to think of other things that would that are just are along that lines of disgusting, of just that bit too big to be true.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Not in your case.
The Monster Burger. Hardee's.
Monster Burger still exists.
I know, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, no. No, it's, except now it's called the Thick Burger.
Right.
Because all the Hardee's went, because they're owned by Carl's Jr.
Right. They had, Monster Burger was, it's a half pound of meat. You have two quarter pounders. You have, I believe it's four slices of cheese.
Four slices of bacon.
And just to top it all off, to make it all kind of a slurry all together again, mayo.
Mayo, yeah.
No ketchup. No mustard.
No.
Mayo.
Yeah, that was a thing of beauty. I remember that.
Hurt to eat that. Like, it physically hurt.
It was an endurance trial.
It was more than an endurance trial. It was a freakinature is what it was. But...
as long as you're talking about extinct or may or may not be extinct, you know, fast food burgers.
Okay.
I gotta hand it, and I'm not the first person to do this, I gotta hand it to the marketers behind the McRib.
I love the McRib.
Because...
McRib is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, because every 6 months, when they bring it back...
Yeah, it's every year now.
It's every year, whatever. Yeah. Regardless.
October.
Regardless.
I'm sick.
Yes, you are. They leave just enough time and hit that message so hard that I forget that the McRib is not good. So I try it, and then I'm immediately reminded. It's like that ex-girlfriend, you know, where it's just like, after a while you convince yourself, you know, it wasn't that bad. It was an okay relationship. And,
right.
You know, the sex may have been great, you know, and you focus on the positives. Then you have that first... couple days, and then you remember all the terrible things that happened with that relationship.
Did you want another Three Monkeys? Or?
I knew.
Okay.
I'm good. I think just check is fine. Yeah. Ew. It's got nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that I just didn't like it.
It's too much.
We'll spin this into the wrap it up.
Okay.
Because we're getting close to the end. If I have a blue drink,
yeah.
Like fluorescent blue drink,
you want it to taste like blue drink?
I don't want it to taste like alcohol.
All right, let's see. I am sorry.
That's
about
all right.
That. I apologize.
That's all right, man.
Split the check.
But I agree with you.
It's like if I, you know, there are times when I want it to taste like alcohol,
right?
Like, and I just want like the fucking burn of just straight tequila. Okay.
You're much more of an alcoholic than I am.
Okay. I mean, there's just times when you just want that, or you don't mind it. You know, I just want... You know, I only do that with really, really good tequila, or you know, something like that, but, like... If it's blue, I don't want to taste the alcohol. If it's pink, don't want to taste the alcohol.
Understandable.
That's my point.
I smell what you're stepping in. The, mine was delightfully trashy.
Mm-hmm.
And to recap, I had the Not in This Economy, which is two drinks in a plastic glass that basically was vodka over Shasta.
Yeah.
Or Shasta over vodka.
Which, again, we talked about last week with the soda discussion, where Shasta is one of the best in terms of the fruit sodas because it tastes...
like
It doesn't taste like the fruit orange, it tastes like the color orange.
Exactly, and that's exactly what it tasted like.
Yeah.
It tasted like purple and it tasted like orange.
It did.
Kind of tastes like Dimetap and Trimenic, actually.
I still think that if the people that make Dimetap, which I think is a Robitussin, but I'm not really sure.
You're along the same line.
I'm close. If they just stopped caring about the fact that their products are used to make college kids high, they would make a carbonated Dimetap.
I'm surprised it doesn't exist at this point.
I drink
like,
it.
Like a Diamond Tip.
I would drink it regularly, and I would be the most healthy motherfucker you've ever met in your life.
You think so?
Diamond Tap is fortifying. I'll tell you that right now.
You're a sick man.
I am sick, yes. But yeah,
But not if you had the Dime Attack.
Not if I had the Dime Attack. Exactly.
Actually, I don't know how well it works for mental issues.
I'm going to go ahead and say
probably not well.
Not good.
But yeah, drink-wise, eh. Food-wise, for me, again, I have to give it a meh. Right. Now, it was okay, and if it, you know, this place is much more a straight-up sports bar.
A little bit.
I mean,
my food is really decent. I mean, my food was for my food was good.
Yeah. Well, I guess my point was you don't go to a place like this for the food.
No, you go here for the drinks.
You go here for the drinks. You go here for the game, and you want to have non-offensive food while you're watching the game.
Right.
And I think on that level, I think it's very good. I mean, I would definitely eat at a place like this as opposed to an Applebee's.
They've got some great
like
bar type food.
Exactly.
Like, there's a lot of things on the menu we didn't, you know, we looked hard at, but we didn't try. They've got a pizza burger slider, which...
which, after your rant about sliders last week, is kind of amusing that you point that
right.
out.
Right. Well, it was interesting, but they do a sweet potato fry. They do
a bunch of prime rib things.
Right.
And we were talking about this before, like we said, this is kind of a sports bar, but what sports bar do you ever remember would give you a grilled prime rib dinner?
Sounds good to me.
I mean, that sounds fantastic. We didn't have it, but...
Could easily have made the choice to.
Could have easily done. Their appetizer selection looks pretty good. They do a black and tan onion rings, which we talked about.
They beer batter pretty much anything you want.
Which is God's work, as far as I'm concerned.
They do beer batter the buffalo wings.
Which I'm intrigued.
And I'm scared. I'm a little bit. But it sounds fantastic.
But much like the black and tan onion rings, I think that could either be really good or really bad.
Right.
But we didn't have those. I think as far as the comparison to like an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays or a Chili's, I think this wins. I definitely think so. But in terms of general foodie, it's just kind of
Sufficient.
It's sufficient. I think that's a good way to go.
Important to also know that they do have a wide selection of pizzas.
Which we did not have.
As you like to put it, you know, that a lot of them I think feel are crimes against humanity, but
you're a pizza fascist.
I am a pizza fascist, but a wide selection.
Yeah.
And plenty of toppings to choose from. Did you also have a kids menu?
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the little monkey menu.
But you do, again, you come here for the drinks. You stay for the marginal fee.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it was marginal. I think it's better than marginal. I think it's competent. I just don't think it's very surprising, I guess would be the best way to put it.
It's not to be expected, and, you know, I was slightly surprised at both of my fries. And
your fries were very good. I will give you that. Those fries were very good.
The patty melt was up there with some of the better patty melts that I've had.
See, I'm a big patty melt fan, so I was tempted. I was tempted to try that, but I'm like...
very happy.
Really? Yeah. All right.
It was good consistency. Like, there wasn't too much of everything.
It's
perfect all the way through.
Because patty melt is best when it's essentially homogenous, with the exception of the bread.
But the bread kind of worked in its way in.
Patty melt, more than anything, is about texture.
Right.
But that's a discussion for another time.
Agreed.
So, I guess final verdict, you know, maybe 3 stars out of 5.
Yeah.
3.5 maybe.
If you're in the area, it's a good place to check out.
And you know what? I wouldn't mind coming to the place during a game.
Yeah.
You know, Twins game, something like that. I think that'd be fine.
Absolutely.
Um,
they do have outdoor seating. Not in the greatest neighborhood.
Well, for noise-wise.
For noise-wise, yeah. So, but... they also have an arcade in the back here. They've got pool tables and video games in the back.
Well, shit, it just gained a star.
There you go.
I'm easily amused, what can I say?
And easily impressed as well.
Yes.
But yes, I agree with you. Good to passable.
Yeah.
And great, good for the money, too.
Yeah, I think that's decent. Perfectly reasonable. We got out for about $35, I think, total for the two of us. That's not bad.
And I think for drinks, I think
for very, very strong drinks and food, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Absolutely.
So.
But wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
The Well Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by the Fort Perkins Specialty Beer Store. It should be found at thefortperkins.com, and can also, and our other sponsor is hopchart.com. Check them out because they redesigned our site and they're freaking awesome.
They are awesome.
Questions or comments can either be sent to us at can be sent to wellfed@fancypantsgangsters.com. Please write in our forums. We'd love to hear from you. Also check out our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wellfedguide. Or just do a search.
Just do a search.
But actually, it does come up if you plug in Wellfed Guide.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it does. Depends on what browser you're using.
Ah, yes.
Anyway, but we'd love to hear from you. And if you're already a fan of the show, recommend us to your friends.
That would be awesome.
Because we like having more fans.
Thank you.
And
we got a big show next week, to tease it a little bit.
We do?
Isn't it the Mother's Day show next week?
It is next week.
It is next week.
No, it's 2 weeks.
You sure?
It's 2 weeks.
Next week
is the 3rd.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, two weeks before the Mother's Day show.
2 weeks before the Mother's Day show when the triumphant return. I shouldn't say return, she's never been on the show.
The debut.
The debut of Dave's mom.
I'm just going to be quiet the entire show.
I still owe you for when my mom was on all those years ago.
I understand. I know what's my comeuppance is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be interesting. But yes, 2 weeks, the Mother's Day, our semi-annual Mother's Day show. Biannual. Mother's Day show. But once again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.